another possible work opportunity or staying present in this moment. That's the conflict.
Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar.
The conflict of Hanukkah, of course, is between the Greeks, the ancient Greek civilization, and Judaism, Yiddishkeit. And the question is, what exactly was this conflict and how do we understand it and its meaning in our lives? And there are so many different approaches to this. One of them, I believe, is rooted in what we just read in this past week's Parsha. Rav Hirsch comments that Yaakov and Esav, who approach each other in this past week's Parsha, in Parsha's Vayishlach, had been separated many, many years earlier, prior to this past week's Parsha. And in their reuniting, so to speak, in their reconnecting, their encounter with each other, they show up in such opposing and very different ways. Esav, on the one hand, shows up with strength, with an army of men, with weapons, with wealth, and with political power. He shows up with intimidation, brute force, and might. Yaakov, on the other hand, shows up with a family. He shows up with his wives and little children. He shows up as a family man. And that conflict of Hirsch writes, that choice that we all have in our lives time and time again between the glitter of power, the allure of wealth, the temptation of all sorts of experiences that present different highs in our life versus the experience of being present, of connecting, of having relationships with those closest to us, building friendships, building family relationships, parent and child relationships, marriage, those experiences versus the experience of Esav, of the temptations, of the wealth, of the power, of the glory. And sometimes those two things seem like very polar opposites, one from another, two totally different tracks of being. But the truth is that that conflict exists in all of our minds, in all of our experiences, over and over again. Sitting with my children, feeling a vibration of my phone in my pocket, another possible work opportunity, another possible experience to go have, or staying present in this moment, enjoying a quiet moment at home with a spouse versus attempting thrilling experience of going out, doing something in the community, doing something public, having some sort of fanfare and glitter involved. These are the experiences we have over and over again. It's no coincidence that the ancient Greek society, with its intellect, its focus on the body, its strength, might, etc., is in conflict not with a Jewish army at the time, but with a family. Matisyahu Banov, the father and his children. That's the conflict. We just read about the Pachim Ketanim, the small little vessels that Yaakov Avinu goes back for, and in his going to find them, encounters the emissary of Esav and has a battle with him. What were these small vessels? Why is Yaakov going back to them? Why do we care about this? And why, of all times, is that when he encounters this messenger of Esav and has this battle? There is, of course, deeper significance and other meaning to this, but I was thinking on a very simple level. Perhaps these Pachim Ketanim are Yaakov's children's sippy cups or lovies, little blankies or stuffed animals, children's stuff. Pachim Ketanim. Yaakov was traveling with a family of little children. And I think we all know when you travel with a family of little children, you forget little things like that behind. And maybe Yaakov's children were attached to some of them. And Yaakov made the choice to go back, to go out of his way, to retrieve them for his child. And while doing that, he had a moment of feeling, like I think we all do at times, what am I doing? This is how I'm spending my time? I could be meeting with a new potential investment opportunity or client or community initiative, and this is what I'm doing. I'm going to get a little stuffed animal because my kid is crying. And he felt maybe on his own level, in his own way, the temptation of Esav, of the power, of the glory, of the wealth, of the thrill, of the honor. But he overcame that. He struggled with it and he overcame it because what he recognized in the end of the day is that what really brings meaning, what really brings fulfillment in our lives is the connection. It's the relationships with those closest to us. No one at the end of their lives, in all the studies about this, no one at the end of their life looks back and says, I wish I was more like Esav. I wish I had gone to work more. I wish I had made more money. I wish I had gotten more power. But at the end of their lives, people look back and they say, I wish I was more like Yaakov. I wish I had spent time going back for the Pachim Ketanim, the small little things, the connections in my life, the relationships to make them deeper, to make them more real, more authentic with those that are closest to me in the simple, quiet, and small ways. Maybe that's why it's also no coincidence that after the victory of this family, what they found was a Pach Shemen. And some sources even connect the Pach Shemen to the Pachim Ketanim of Yaakov Avinu. This is the call of Mi Lashem Eli that was called out on Hanukkah. Mi Lashem Eli, those who are to Hashem Eli, come to me. Those of us who are able to recognize a higher power, that we don't have power. The chase of power, the chase of all that shine, that belongs to Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate power. Mi Lashem, those who are for Hashem, we can focus on what's really important for us, which is Eli. Come to me. We're asking for relationships. We're asking for connection. We're asking people to come closer. We're telling them, I need you. Eli, come to me. I need connection with you. And we're also saying to them, Eli, come to me. Tell me if you need me. I'm here for you. I can be here for you. That's the victory of Hanukkah. That's the celebration of Hanukkah, to be able to turn to each other and embody and embrace the experience of being like Yaakov Avinu, being like Matisyahu Banav, to be able to really call out to one another, to those closest to us, and say, Eli, come closer to me. I'm here for you. I need you, and you need me. Let's connect. Through this, we should all experience, God willing, Al HaNisim, the miracles, Al HaNiflos, the wonders, the salvations, the saviors that we all desperately need in Klal Yisrael, specifically, Giborim B'yad Chalashim, Rabim B'yad Ma'atim, that it's not about strength, it's not about many, it's about the quiet, the simple, it's about the ability to even sometimes be weak, to be dependent, to be able to lean into the need for relationship. And through that, we should all experience, as Klal Yisrael, as one family, the ultimate miracle, the ultimate Yeshua, the ultimate redemption very soon.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yaakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.